This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Well, Lee, this has been burning in Donald Trump's gut for years. Sitting by, watching, as it's really considered, Republican or Democrat, doesn't matter, really the globalist class just gauche to do anything at all. Immoral, really. That would further America's interest, because we're so rich already. It doesn't matter. And if America gets the raw end of every business deal on earth, well, it's just not the kind of thing an American president does to advocate for America. That truly is the globalist mindset that even predominated the Republican Party for many, many years. And it drove Trump insane. Here he is on Oprah in the 1990s. Talking about the raw deal we were getting from Japan.
And yet we let Japan come in and dump everything right into our markets and everything. It's not free trade. If you ever go to Japan right now and try to sell something, forget about it, Oprah. Just forget about it. It's almost impossible. They don't have laws against it. They just make it impossible. They come over here, they sell their cars, their VCRs, they knock the hell out of our companies. And hey, I have tremendous respect for the Japanese people. I mean, you can respect somebody that's beating the hell out of you, but they are beating the hell out of this country. Kuwait, they live like kings. The poorest person in Kuwait, they live like kings. And yet they're not paying. We make it possible for them to sell their oil. Why aren't they paying us 25% of what they're making? It's a joke.
Wow.
Yes, that's how long he's had a burn to finally get us free access to Japanese markets, the same access to our markets we just freely gave them. Yep. Now, remember Trump, before Shinzo Abe, the former prime minister of Japan, was tragically assassinated, yep. He and Shinzo were very good friends. And just to set up how big of a deal yesterday was, I want to play him talking about Shinzo. This is this last campaign 24.
I went to him. And I said, Shinzo, we have to talk. What? Trade. And he goes, I'll never forget it. I know. I said, what do you know? I knew you'd come to me. Why do you say Taiwan? Because I can't believe, I wouldn't tell the story if he was alive, actually. Said, I can't believe how many years it's been that nobody even negotiated with us in America. I said, Shinzo, you have to pay for your cars. You're sending millions of cars. You don't accept a car from us. You don't have one car that you accept, and yet we're selling 3 million, 4 million of your cars. I said, Shinzo, on agriculture, you won't even accept our agriculture. And I renegotiated a whole trade deal. We have trade deals that were so bad that I said, who are the people that are doing it? They're either very stupid or they're getting paid off, okay? It's one or the other. It's very simple.
I truly wonder about that, which one it is.
Yeah.
Now, he began negotiating this deal in his first presidency. But yesterday, finally, I'll let him tell you.
They just signed the largest trade deal in history. I think maybe the largest deal in history with Japan. And that was done with Japan. They had their top people here, and we worked on it long and hard, and it's a great deal for everybody. I always say it has to be great for everybody. It's a great deal. A lot different from the deals in the past, I can tell you that. But we're doing really well as a country. We're strong. We have a lot of money flowing in. The tariffs are kicked in better than anybody other than me and a few of the people in the room thought could happen, Howard and Scott. And I just want to thank you. You've been unbelievable allies.
He went on to describe 50 members of the mainstream financial media as not very smart. I mean, I can't disagree. So, yeah, massive deal with Japan. Probably the largest deal ever made, he writes in a Truth Post. Japan will invest, at my direction, $550 billion into the United States, which will receive 90% of the profits. This deal will create hundreds of thousands of jobs. Mm-hmm. Japan, and you heard him in that clip before saying, look, like they're, you know, they're blocking our agricultural products. Not anymore. Listen to this. And that's him complaining about it in the 90s, okay? Not anymore. Japan will pay reciprocal tariffs to the United States of 15%. And they will open their country to trade, including cars and trucks and rice and other agricultural products. And they're going to pay our tariffs.
It's just amazing. The very people that criticize Trump for tariffs are perfectly fine with American products being tariffed by these other nations and their government regulations blocking us from their markets. That's why you don't see American vehicles overseas much, because they have protectionist regulations, whether it's the engine size or mileage or, you know, length or width or, you know, hood height or whatever the regulation that the EU or the Japanese or even the Australians have. That pretty much keeps American vehicles, American made and designed and built vehicles, from going anywhere outside of the U.S.
And then you got people like Rand Paul, who I like on some things, but he drives me insane. If he tells me one more time he's for free trade, that's not free trade, what you just described, Lee. That's not free trade.
No, it's not.
There's no barriers. It just goes back and forth.
Exactly.
I like free trade, but that ain't free trade.
I would be happy if there were no tariffs and no barriers, period.
Yeah.
And let the marketplace decide. Let the consumer decide. Do I want to buy an American-made vehicle? Do I want to buy a Korean-made or Japanese or Chinese-made or Russian-made? Whatever. Let the marketplace decide. I would prefer that that be the way. But if that's the way that the global market is going to be, that certain countries are going to charge us certain tariffs or have certain regulations, then fine, let it go both ways. And this country has been foolish, absolutely foolish, both Republican and Democrat administrations and legislatures, to allow this to go on for decades.
Let's look at what Trump got here too, because there's some things going on. I mean, obviously this is a much bigger country than Japan. And yet they market so many of their automobiles here, so many of their products here. They have a huge market share.
And they're great products.
Yeah, no, they're good. They're fine.
I agree with what Trump was saying to Oprah. I have tremendous respect for the Japanese, the Germans, all of them. It's, you know, great products.
But it turns out all we had to do was ask this whole time. Yeah, like just pick up the freaking phone and ask.
Yeah.
Use the leverage we have. We have a lot of leverage. They wouldn't buy our agricultural products. Now they're not only doing that, they're paying 15% to us for the courtesy of, you know, being allowed to access our markets. And Trump will use those tariffs to make up for the fact that, you know, we're different size economies. But and now, even then, on top of that, they were all in such a great mood after this deal, they're going to go mine LNG together in Alaska.
Well, when we have a history of hiring politicians to run the country, what do you expect? This is what happens when you hire a capitalist industrialist to run the country. You get trade deals that make sense for this country.
You know what? And here's the thing. Nobody thought to really do this before. You just don't do it. You just, when we would get eaten alive. So congratulations to him. It's fantastic. Again, largest trade deal in history with Japan. Advantage us all the way. It's going to create hundreds of thousands of jobs. And let me remind you, back in April during Tariffmageddon, all of these
Tariffmageddon.
Oh, it's terrible. It was going to be. And remember, they had managed to artificially, because it was all fake, talk down the market And it was all it was none of the mainstream people. It was all like the big hedge fund shiny shoes who raise money for the Democrats, right? That's how you know they're lying, if they're the same people who raise money for the Democrats on Wall Street. And they're all screaming about, wow, this is going to be the worst. I'll never forget this. The worst month for the stock market since the Great Depression. They ran it in a big banner across Drudge because it had been in the Wall Street Journal. It had been on all the financial news. It was mainstream thought. The crash was going to be so big in April. It was going to be the worst since the Great Depression. We have had two all-time stock market highs since then.
Yeah.
I can't say that enough times each week. But if you, Lee, in April, if you had been one of the vaunted few, the invited guests allowed on CNBC, CNN Business, or even Fox Business, where Cheryl Cassoni was daily holding a funeral because the end was nigh. Wearing way too much mascara, too, if you ask me. But whatever.
Okay.
She was almost hostile. And if you had gone on any of those networks and said, hey, you know what? I disagree. I think we're going to hit two all-time stock market highs. We're not going to hit a low. They would have never invited you back. They would have treated you like a mental defective. And we did. We did. We hit it. So that doesn't mean it's always going to be great. But you know what? It means they don't know what they're talking about.
Well, apparently they didn't follow through. Because if you thought that there was going to be a great crash like that, what would you do with stock, Tara? You'd dump it.
Do you remember the power of, I mean, what
nobody did that.
Nobody did. Do you remember the stock, the Scott Bessent clip?
Yeah.
I wish I had it. It's from Vanguard, and he looked at the internals of Vanguard. Since the election of Trump, 97% of non-institutional stockholders, so mom and pop, me and you, right, in our 401k,
yep,
did not sell in between Trump taking office and the fake tariff-mageddon. In other words, they heard all the hysteria, the crash is coming, the end is nigh, and 97% of stockholders went, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
And that is why that's why they couldn't crash the market. They tried. Boy, did they try. They couldn't do it. And all this time, Lee, think about this. They were going to crash the market to prevent a trade deal like that? Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of thousands of jobs. Access for the first time in decades for our products to previously closed Japanese markets. And they're going to pay us 15% premium to access ours. And that's what you people tried to crash the market to stop. I mean, he's right, Lee. At some point, you got to say, are they literally stupid? Or are they deliberately sabotaging their country?
Yeah, getting paid off, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Love this. The Attorney General of Florida now has a reporting line. You can call and report your ex if he's an illegal immigrant, or she is. That's actually how they're marketing it. Call. Call ICE Hotline. If your undocumented ex should be deported. Don't like him? Want to get revenge? Did he cheat on you? Yeah? Report him. Tell us where he is. Let us pick him up. Duh, I never thought I'd see that in America. This is fantastic. Largest trade deal ever. Folks, if this is a sign of the amount of actual economic power we have, Katie bar the door for the rest of these trade deals and what they're going to look like. I thought this was supposed to be our demise. Sure looks pretty good to me. Meanwhile, we've had one thing we've never seen before. I want to note this because it's historic. In my entire lifetime, in the culture wars, it's really cultural degradation. The left's just trying to degrade the culture and make it baser and baser and baser until we're basically animals running around naked, preferably in the, you know, the gym or the changing room at the high school. They really are. It's just, you know, all out sickness. Break down society however they can. When society begins to break down like that because the left is winning, we never go backwards in the culture war. In fact, it was believed before Donald Trump was elected that it could not be done. I didn't think it could. Once you take a step forward, you can't go back. We're going back. We are hitting rewind. Another huge victory against the gender cult. Folks, these gender transition clinics for youth are shutting it down all over the country. First, it was the biggest in the country in LA. Then it was the one in Chicago. Or across the country, they're shutting down these particular clinics. They're still operating, but they're not doing any more cutting off of breasts. They're not changing out, swapping out genitals, and they're not doing any more chemical sterilization. This time, the latest to fall to Trump's reign of terror on behalf of kids, the Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C., just announced it's pulling the plug on its gender transition medical interventions for kids, effective August 30th. Why is this happening? Well, Trump signed an executive order, yes, but Pam Bondi took it and ran with it. And I got to tell you, as unhappy as I am with this woman on a few things, I have never seen a more effective attorney general in my lifetime. Maybe ever. This woman is on it, she's fast, and she gets results. And I think that's why Trump's defending her so vociferously. He doesn't want to let her go. He may never get anything done again. I mean, nothing was like this with Bill Barr. Nothing was like this with Rip Van Sessions. She is highly, highly, highly effective. Legally. The hospital's decision to shut down, stop chopping off breasts and penises, comes after the Justice Department launched investigations into over 20 doctors and clinics. Folks, these are criminal investigations performing these barbaric procedures on children. They're just all shutting their doors. And you know what that does? That catches us up to Europe. Remember that. I mean, 2022, the UK shut down its only youth gender clinic over concerns about reckless treatment. Then Sweden, Finland, France, and Norway followed suit, abandoning gender-affirming care. So folks, this started here with our cult. It spread to Europe. Europe said, whoa. That ain't right. I mean, that's, wow, this is whack. They all shut it down. Trump is literally physically shutting the doors. And then, did you see what else? Again, heading in reverse in the culture wars, putting good back in place, supplanting evil. Headline, U.S. Olympic Committee quietly bans men from women's sports in compliance with Trump's executive order. This is the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee. Quietly updated its eligibility rules. So we're going to have a real Olympic team, not just a bunch of dudes who claim to be women, who've curb stomped the women, given them black eyes, rolled right over them, and are now competing as women. We're going to have real Olympic teams again. Folks, did you ever think we could reverse this? I'm constantly revising what I think is possible in the Trump era. I love it. And by the way, do you realize this executive order? Women can still play on men's teams if they can make it. If you can make the cut. So this isn't discrimination against transgender people at all. You're a woman. You think you're a man. You can make the cut. You'll be on the Olympic team. The men's Olympic team. But men can't be on the women's Olympic team.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.